Yael, check this out. I think the plant on my desk is moving. When I came in early this morning, its leaves were tilted downwards, and now they're tilted up. Weird, huh?
Actually, Don, not really. Plants move in response to a variety of stimuli, such as light and touch. I mean, just think of the Venus flytrap, or plants whose leaves track the sun throughout the day.
But how can that be? Plants don't have muscles, do they?
No, but plants do have motor cells in the region where the leaf connects to the stem. And these cells swell when they take in water and shrink when water flows out of them. And all this shrinking and swelling enables the leaf to move. For example, if the cells on the top of the region swell and the cells at the bottom shrink, the leaf connected to that region droops.
So, what determines whether the cells swell or shrink?
The changes in the volume are directly related to a changing concentration of potassium and chloride within the cells. The plant doesn't want these chemicals to become too concentrated. So when there's a large influx of potassium to a cell, for example, it's followed by an influx of water to maintain the chemical balance. What's less clear is what triggers these chemical changes. Different plants have different mechanisms, some electrical, some chemical, and some both. But there's little known about how the signal travels from the stimulus to the motor cells. Historically, there's been more research on motion signaling systems in animals. So, in plants, this is still a really hot area of research.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.